Today is going to surprise you. I am picking up where I left off back in January. I know I am so sorry about that, but I also was not expecting this injury to my leg, which laid me up for a few months. Again, my apologies. No excuses, just apologies on that. But today we are jumping back into the Despicable Me reviews. We are jumping in with Despicable Me 3. Now, if you have ever been a fan of Despicable Me or the Minions or any of this franchise, you are familiar with how silly these movies are. They are not supposed to be intelligent, just anything that you're really taking much away with other than just entertainment. And at least that is something that gives you here in spades. You will laugh, you will probably sigh or roll your eyes a few times, but this is one that if you want to just sit down and turn your brain off and be entertained, this is going to be a good one for you. So in this one, like I said, you kind of got to be a little bit familiar with the story to kind of understand the characters and what's going on in this one, because from where it builds, this is not really a movie that you could just watch by itself and have any clue what's going on. You'd have to have some sort of a knowledge of the Despicable Me franchise with the Minions and all of that to go along with this. But in this one, Gru is a full-on good guy. Now, I know that goes completely against everything that we've seen with Gru so far, but now that he's married and he has Lucy, they're trying to stop an absolutely obsessed villain from basically taking over the world. And they do so in sort of a hilarious way. He ends up learning that he's got a long-lost brother that he never knew he had. And so they try to come together and work and try to stop this bad guy. His name is Balthazar Brat. And let me tell you, he is a brat. And of course, you get the slapstick part of the Minions, and you get just all of the gibberish and chaos and humor that goes along with that. This one is, like I said, it's not an intelligent movie. This one is not something that you're going to walk away and go, oh, yeah, I'm going to take this away from this movie, unless you're just looking for just pure nonsense, which this delivers on every level. It's goofy, it's colorful. There's a few twists that your kids are probably going to get a kick out of, or your nieces, nephews, grandkids, etc. But it kind of goes down the path of this Balthazar Brat. And like I said, the name is fitting. The fact that his last name is Brat really kind of tells you something. But he used to be a child star back in the day. And kind of like in the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs franchise, you got the one character that used to be the baby Dewey, and he's just doing all of that stuff. In this one, basically, Balthazar is that this kind of on the same playing field as that. So he adds comic relief, and it's just it helps with it. Like I said, it's just there's stuff you're gonna laugh at, especially for the parents' age and for Gen Xers. There's a lot of references to the 1980s in this, and that for me made it more fun to watch. Like I said, I'm not exactly taking anything meaningful away from it, but it was definitely fun. Now, what did I give this movie on the rating scale? Well, I did give Despicable Me 3 just a 5.25 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Like I said, it's just there's not much to it. What there is can, I mean, nitpicky people are going to pick apart the littlest things in this. And honestly, there is stuff to pick apart. But if you're just wanting something silly and easy to watch when you're not in the mood for really anything else, or if you've just had one of those days that your brain just wants to go into reset mode, turn this on. It's like you'll have a few laughs, even if you're just half-hearted paying attention. But you'll definitely take something. That's something you will take away from this is the humor. It will leave you smiling. It will make you feel good because it's one of those things you can just turn your brain off and enjoy. So obviously, I'm giving this movie an innocent rating, and it's just the dumb jokes and the big heart and just the goofiness, you will have a good time. So, should you decide to take a chance on it, I know this is going to be way shorter than a lot of my other reviews here, but should you decide to take a chance on it, you'll at least be entertained. So, I hope that helps a little bit, and I will be back soon. Bye-bye.